One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about an empty house that stirs unease. Maybe it's the silence, so absolute that it presses on your chest. Or maybe it's the way shadows stretch unnaturally across the walls, creating shapes that shouldn't be there. For one family, their dream home, built from the ground up to be a place of joy and memories, became the setting for a chilling encounter they'll never forget. It was supposed to be the beginning of a new chapter, a house perched on a hill with sweeping ocean views located just across from an old cemetery. But when the family left one of them behind to oversee the final touches, the house revealed something they hadn't planned for, something that didn't belong to this world. Tonight, we explore a story where the boundaries between life and death blur. A place where the past refuses to be erased, and where protection comes in the most unexpected of forms. Was it a warning, a punishment, or something else entirely? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Before I begin, let me set the scene. My partner and I had just purchased a rundown home in a beautiful location in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. It had been owned by a single family for decades, and both of the previous owners passed away in the house, peacefully, I was told. The husband, the last remaining occupant, died only a few months before we bought the property. The house was across from an old cemetery with breathtaking views of the ocean. It seemed like the perfect place to build our dream home. The house itself, though, wasn't livable. It had to be demolished to make way for something new. That process wasn't easy. Delays, design changes, and the occasional tension about costs all made it a long ordeal. When the house was finally ready, at least partially, my partner and our 4-year-old daughter decided to take a well-earned break. They went skiing in the Victorian Alps, leaving me behind to move our things and oversee the builders finishing the downstairs. It was just me in this brand new house, in the middle of a half-finished construction site. I told myself it would be fine. That first night, I settled into one of the guest rooms upstairs. The master bedroom wasn't ready yet, so I made do with what we had. I took some Nurofen for a headache, turned on the TV, and let the day's exhaustion carry me to sleep. It must have been sometime after midnight when I woke up suddenly. At first, I didn't know why, but then I heard it, a loud hissing sound coming from behind me. It wasn't natural, not like the hiss of a leaking pipe or even the sound a possum might make. It was sharper, more deliberate, as if it wanted to be heard. My back was to the ensuite where the sound had come from, and the bedroom door was closed. I froze, my heart pounding, trying to make sense of what I'd just heard. But for a moment, I thought I'd imagined it. Maybe it was a dream. But the air in the room felt wrong, dry, still, and heavy, like something was pressing down on me. I lay there, unable to move, straining to hear any other sounds. And then it came again, the same hissing. But this time I felt a vibration against my back. Whatever was making that sound, it was close, too close. I told myself I had to act. Either I'd be attacked or I'd face whatever it was head on. With all the courage I could muster, I turned over and shouted, "Get out of here, I'm not afraid." My voice echoed in the silence. There was nothing there, nothing I could see anyway. The ensuite was empty, the bedroom just as I'd left it. Still, I couldn't shake the feeling that I wasn't alone. I turned on the ensuite light and opened the external shutters to let the moonlight in. The room was bathed in a soft glow, enough to see everything clearly. I lay back down, my body tense, my mind racing with questions. What was that noise? Was someone or something in the house? I didn't dare check the downstairs. It was still a construction site, dark and full of places to hide. I was just beginning to convince myself it was all in my head when I felt it. A pressure at the foot of the bed, like something kneading against the mattress. It moved slowly, rhythmically, creeping closer. It felt exactly like the way a cat kneads a blanket before settling down to sleep. But there were no cats in the house. My breath caught in my throat as the pressure moved from my feet to my knees, deliberate and unhurried. At the same time, I felt something furry brush against my hand. It moved along my torso, heading toward my face. Another furry presence joined it, still kneading closer from my knees. I was paralyzed, too afraid to look, but the sensations were unmistakable. These weren't figments of my imagination. They were real. The pressure and fur moved along my neck, and I felt small, soft paws stretch across my skin. And yet, as terrified as I was, there was a strange calmness to it. These things, whatever they were, didn't feel threatening. They felt protective, like they were keeping something else at bay. I don't know what possessed me to speak, but I did. "You can leave now," I whispered. "I feel safe." And just like that, they were gone. The room felt lighter, the oppressive stillness lifted. I sat up in bed, my hands trembling, and tried to make sense of what had just happened. For the rest of the night, I didn't dare move from the bed. I left the lights on and waited for the first light of dawn to creep through the shutters. Though the room felt calm again, the memories of what had just happened played over and over in my mind. It wasn't fear that lingered now, it was confusion, mixed with a strange sense of gratitude. Whatever had been there, those presences, I felt certain they were protecting me from something worse. The following day, I decided to ignore what had happened. I busied myself unpacking and trying to bring some semblance of order to the chaos of the move. But even as I moved through the house, a sense of unease followed me, subtle yet constant. It felt like the walls themselves were watching, as though the house wasn't entirely mine. That night, I prepared myself for sleep in the same guest room, determined to prove to myself that the previous night had been a trick of my imagination. I made sure every light in the house was turned on. I checked every corner of the room in the ensuite, even though it filled me with dread to look into the spaces I couldn't fully explain. Then, finally, I climbed into bed and waited for sleep to take me. At some point in the early hours, the hissing returned. This time, it was louder, more aggressive, and it came from all around the room, not just the ensuite. My body froze, my heart pounding like a drum. The air grew cold, so cold that I could see my breath in the moonlight. And then the hissing stopped, replaced by a deafening silence that seemed to swallow everything. That's when I saw it. Near the doorway, something moved, just a flicker of darkness, barely distinguishable from the shadows. It wasn't human, but I couldn't tell what it was. The shape lingered, pulsing as if alive, and then it began to edge closer, inch by inch. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. All I could do was watch as it approached, and then out of nowhere, the cats returned. They didn't just brush against me this time. They stood between me and the shape, their outlines faint but unmistakable in the dim light. The largest one, a white cat with fur that seemed to shimmer, hissed in a way I'd never heard a cat hiss before, loud, guttural, and full of fury. The other two joined in, their backs arched, their movements deliberate. The shape stopped. It recoiled as if it had been struck, and then it disappeared, melting into the shadows. The air in the room shifted again, losing its oppressive chill. The cats lingered for a moment longer, their forms faint and flickering. I wanted to speak to them, to thank them, but the words caught in my throat. As quickly as they had come, they were gone. The room was still once more. The next morning, I called my partner. I told them about what had happened, expecting them to laugh or dismiss it. Instead, they went quiet. "Maybe it's the house," they finally said. "Or maybe it's the cemetery." They didn't sound surprised, which unsettled me even more. In the days that followed, I tried to learn more about the land the house was built on. The cemetery across the street, I discovered, was over a century old. Many of the graves were unmarked, the headstones worn down by time. It made me wonder what else might be buried there, forgotten. I also started thinking about the cats. My childhood had been filled with them, especially a white cat that had been my constant companion for years. She loved to curl up beside me, always protective, always close. Could it really have been her? Could those presences have been my old friends, returned to guard me from whatever had taken root in the house? That was the last night I experienced anything in the home. Whatever force had been there seemed to disappear after that confrontation. The house grew quiet, the air lighter, as though some invisible battle had been won. And yet, even now, I can't shake the feeling that it's not truly over. When I sit by the window and look out at the cemetery, I sometimes feel like I'm being watched, not with malice, but with curiosity. I've made peace with it, as much as anyone can. This house will always carry a piece of its past, and maybe that's the price we pay for building something new. Still, I'll never forget those nights or the strange comfort of those protective presences. They taught me that not all things from the other side are here to harm us. Some come back to protect us, even when we least expect it. Stories like this one remind us how thin the veil between the living and the dead can feel. A house built on a foundation of history, both known and unknown, can carry more than just memories. It can carry the energy of those who lived and died there. What happened to our storyteller was undeniably terrifying. But it also came with a strange and unexpected sense of protection. Those cats, whether spirits or manifestations of something else, became guardians in the face of a dark and unknown force. Now let's step back and consider what might have been happening here. From a psychological perspective, it's possible that being alone in a new, unfinished house combined with the stress of the move could have heightened their sensitivity to normal sounds and sensations. The hissing might have been a plumbing issue or even an animal intruding in the night and the feeling of something brushing against them. Sleep paralysis could explain that, a condition where vivid hallucinations can occur as the body transitions between wakefulness and sleep. But even if we look for rational explanations, there's something compelling about the details of this story. The recurring presence of the cats, their deliberate actions, and the timing of their appearances don't fit neatly into the box of sleep disorders or overactive imaginations. Could these have been spirits tied to the protagonist's childhood? Or were they something more symbolic, manifestations of a subconscious need for protection in a moment of vulnerability? And then there's the cemetery. Cemeteries hold an aura of the unknown, a sense of forgotten stories and energies lingering just beyond our understanding. Could something from that sacred ground have attached itself to the land? Could the destruction of the old house have awakened a force unwilling to be ignored? What I find most fascinating is the duality of this story. Terror intertwined with comfort, fear balanced by a sense of safety. It leaves us asking, what would have happened if those cats hadn't been there? Was the entity a real threat, or was it trying to communicate in a way we simply can't understand? One thing is certain. The past leaves traces, and sometimes those traces reach out to us in ways we can't ignore. Whether you believe in the paranormal or not, this story is a reminder of how little we truly understand about the world around us. And that, perhaps, is the most haunting thought of all. What do you think? A tale of psychological unease or evidence of something far beyond the realm of explanation? Either way, it's one I won't forget. Thank you for listening. Until next time, keep an eye on the shadows and don't be afraid to ask what might be lurking just beyond the edge of sight.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.